Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly clear. 61 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 58 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly clear. 59 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Clear. 59 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0500 hours. Clear. 57 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly clear. 58 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0700 hours. Sunny. 55 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0800 hours. Sunny. 57 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 62 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning, 1000 hours. Sunny. 69 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 73 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Sunny, 77 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Sunny, 79 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Sunny, 79 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Sunny, 81 degrees.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Brown, monitoring. This is Kilo Echo 8, Charlie Brown, monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Sunny, 81 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
KF8BOT, KF8BOT, looking for radio check. Thank you. Yellow Mobile. TFA BOT Mobile in Holly.
The mobile station in Holly, the Holly mobile station, this is Whiskey 8, Sierra calling.
Whiskey 8, Sierra, this is KF8, BOT, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Oscar Tango.
Okay, very good. Well, you got a good call sign, and you're on the air and running. How long have you been on the air?
A whole 3 months now. Studying for my general and put a new antenna on my truck, so trying it out. And the fact I hit the repeater up in Lapeer makes me kind of happy.
Yeah, I agree. That's good. Good job. Good job. What type of antenna did you put on your truck?
A Diamond 5/8 wave dual band.
Oh yeah, I think I have one of those myself. Yeah, that's a nice antenna. That works well, and you got a little gain, you know, on both bands, and that's valuable. It makes a difference. You know, you put it on a truck roof, you got a lot of ground plane, or wherever you mount it. You got a lot of ground plane, and gives it a counterpoise, so you're in good shape there. All right, well, sounds good, and seems like it's working well. So you must have not the coax. That's the part you don't want to do. Don't kill the impedance of the coax by pinching it. And it looks like you got the connector on right, because you have a good connection, and RF is ringing from your antenna.
Good copy. That is exactly what I was kind of hoping for. I wasn't exactly sure. I still want to do a little bit more body bounding, body on the truck.
Yeah, right at the end there, you left a rough spot, but your signal has been excellent other than that. And, you know, mobile moving around, you get rough spots like that. It doesn't matter. And you're a good haul. Lapeer is a good haul from the machine. So, you know, that's good. You're working out well for you. Very, very good. Excellent. Well, always nice to know that your radio works.
Pretty pleased with it so far. I've been working on the mounting between the radio itself and the antenna for about the last 5 hours. And myself.
Oh, that's good. Hey, you're doing great. Well, once again, depends on the location. Like, as we move away, everything changes once in a while. But you're far enough away that's very, very understandable at the distance that you're traveling from. So, you know, no issue. I think it's working, and I think you are fixed up and ready to play amateur radio. Speaking of which, what was that call again? I should have got it, but I didn't.
I was just about to say, Foxtrot 8, Bravo Oscar Tango.
Okay, very good. KBOT, sounds good. I got to log in here. Hold it. It's not going to give me data until I sign in. Wait. Jeez, it doesn't sign in with my fingerprint anymore. Oh, it used to. There it goes. Now it's taking it. All right, so, excuse me. So, yeah, I lost your call somehow. What the hell? It was KPOT, wasn't it?
KF8POT.
Okie dokie, I left the F out. So KF8. And then B O T. Alright, very good, very good. asking if you ever get interested in robotics. You're the man. You know what I mean, Eric? All right, so from Holly, Michigan, and I see your name here, Eric. Oh, there's even a photo. It's on the gun. All right, this is great. I'm on QRZ right now, and oh, there you are. Okay, and you're a Lions fan, I take it.
Well, technically, I'm a member of Steelers Nation, but a good friend of mine that I work with has season tickets, so I got the jersey, so I don't feel too out of place when I go with them to a couple games this year.
Yeah, well, it's working out. No, I was looking at the picture. In the picture, you have a Lions shirt on. You know, the Honolulu silver shirt here. Anyway, so no problem. I was just going by that. That's pretty much the story. Hey, well, your radio's working right, and you got a good install going, and, you know, you're fixed up well now. So now you're ready to work, so to speak. If you drive around enough, you know. Anyway, doing good. Do you do anything on any of the other, have you tried on any of the other areas, amateur radio operator stuff? Well, you know, this is FM, but how about any AM, or how about any sideband, any HF, that kind of stuff?
For my general and at Lapeer in October, hopefully. Right now I'm on the practice test. I'm stuck right around that 65-68%, so I've still got some more to go on that, but I haven't gotten into anything else yet. I actually went down the rabbit hole and bought a new FTX-10 or 10. So that I can get on some of the 6-meter and a little bit of tech for it once I get it in and get everything set up at home. But for now, all I've got is just the UHF, VHF for the 2-meter, 70-centimeter.
Yeah, Roger that. That's okay. That's listen, that's how you start, you know. And you're showing an interest in the hobby, so you're pursuing it, and in order to pursue it, you got to get your license, and that's kind of the nice amateur radio operator and stuff. It's a way to go, you know. It's a real good thing. So you're doing a good job, and the way that you're going about it with the exams is the way to do it. Studying and getting to the point where you get your percentage of accuracy up higher and higher on those tests. Then when you sit at a testing location, you're going to do fine, and you'll get your next upgrade of license level. So, no problem. It sounds like you're studying for the general, so that's excellent. I had a young man who actually worked with me, and he kept talking about his interest, and then one day he was late as hell from work. And I said, well, why are you late? Why is this late? I mean, this is, like, really a lot. He said, well, you know, Part 97, and I said, I kind of spun around, and I said, Andrew, 97 of the FCC's regulations, and yeah. And I said, why? That's the wrong way to do it. And I said, look, take a week off, no pay, and study every day, and I'll sit right here and go over it with you. And every time you're ready to take a test, and we'll go over the answers, and we'll rock through it again, and we'll keep doing that all day long. And by the end of the week, I think Saturday, there was a test scheduled, and he registered for that one, and he went to that, and he took absolutely everything off extra and did it all in one day. So it's doable, man, and you can do it too.
That is absolutely amazing. That is just outstanding to hear that. By the way, what was your call sign again?
Sorry, I was supposed to say that every 5 minutes. Anyway, this is Whiskey Sierra, W-8-S-S.
Good copy, Whiskey 8 Sierra Sierra, out of Kell, Michigan.
I'm actually in Fenton right now, and we're speaking on the Fenton repeater, and this is a handheld handy-talkie. But my office is in Staten, so I'm in Staten and Bolster at the time. And, you know, strangely enough, as I got talking about Andrew, I just got two texts from him in a row with a photo on it and all kinds of stuff, just as we were speaking. So he was monitoring. He monitors all kinds of stuff. He's a digital man. He's got everything going on over there. It's amazing to see how much stuff he monitors and listens to and records everything, and it's amazing. Anyhow, so I'm actually from Cal, Michigan. You're correct, Cal. And that's where my house is, and then my office is in Fenton, and I'm at Fenton right now, and I'm sitting back in the chair, holding the dog and talking to you.
That's good multitasking, Joe.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Anyway, so, yeah, that's pretty much what's up. And it's kind of fun to do all these things. And if you see, if you're on the website and you see pictures of Andrew, that's the guy I was talking about.
That is great. Well, sir, I am going to get off and go and grab some food. It has been a real pleasure chatting with you, and you have a good rest of your day, sir.
You as well, Eric. Eric, pleasure to meet you. If you're on QRZ.com and you're going over the webpage, there's a lot there. Go up and down and enjoy it and see what you see and what might interest you, and next time we talk, we can talk some more. So with that, 2-1 Foxtrot 8. Baker Oscar Tango, this is Whiskey 8 Sierra, bye-bye.
Base BOC, 73, sir, have a good night.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 82 degrees.
Kilo Charlie, Charlie Bravo, monitoring.
Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 81 degrees.
KEHTB, monitoring.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 81 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 75 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly clear. 74 degrees. Penetrating a bay like no one else can. This is the W8CMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 68 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly clear. 63 degrees. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.